Question. How would you describe your perspective on positive and negative feedback?
Jared Simons, Pinson Graphics International. All employees need and deserve feedback, whether or not their performance has been acceptable or unacceptable. Some managers think it's more important to deliver negative feedback, letting employees know where their performance has fallen short, than positive feedback, praise and recognition for a good job. However, even if workers are doing exceptional work, they benefit from hearing it from their managers. Positive feedback from a manager serves as a reality check. Otherwise, how would they know they're successful?
Helmut Dunn, Human Resources Online. I couldn't agree more with Jared, and I'd like to add to what he says about the value of positive feedback. We know now that even if an individual employee doesn't require much positive feedback personally, companies with a culture of providing positive feedback are more successful, whether or not they also provide negative feedback to workers on a regular basis. Recent research found that in high-performing work teams, the ratio of positive to negative feedback is approximately 6-1. While it's indisputable that some negative feedback is necessary, we know that only if that negative feedback is offset by positive feedback is the negative feedback helpful at all. Otherwise, negative feedback has been found to be counterproductive.